whether you are in the building or join us through our web broadcast. Thank you for being with us today. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to another day of teaching coming from Center of Christ Ministries. We are a church with a heart for God's people. Our pastors are James and Kathy Flowers, and we're located in the city of San Bernardino at 468 West 5th Street. We offer Sunday morning education for new believers beginning at 9:30 a.m. and our Sunday services begin at 10:30 a.m. Life Application Bible Study is held 7 p.m. on Wednesday evening right here at the church, and Women's Bible Study is held 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings in the city of Ontario. We offer Kids for Christ Club for children ages 4 through 12 on Sunday mornings, where they are taught God's Word on their level. Every fourth Saturday of the month, we conduct Beyond the Walls Outreach, where we offer clothing, food, and hygiene kits for our displaced brothers and sisters in the community, and this service begins at 9 a.m. Also on fourth Saturday, we are meeting at 11:30 a.m. for Hope for a Woman's Heart Support Group. This is where women meet for a safe haven to encourage, empower, and lift each other up. Now, take a moment to get your pen and paper ready as we start the study, The Love Lifestyle, with Pastor James.
It's only acting on God's word that your spirit feels its strength. Look at somebody say barbells, bench presses. Life, bench presses, working it out, process. Anybody did any weight training? You got dumbbell, you standing there with this dumbbell, just building the muscle. And you got to do about five or six of them before it starts to work. All of the four or five just gets it ready to work. It's not till the burn starts that it actually begins to work. Oh, my. I did eight to get to the place where it started to burn. And I do three with the burn. So only three really worked. Oh, I hope y'all catching it. Here's what people do. They do eight and drop it. Whew. Woo, I did mine today. I went to the gym and I worked out. The eight just gets you ready. Because you got to get weak enough to build. Ooh, I don't know if y'all caught that. You got to get weak enough to build. The burn means I'm giving out. That's what the burn is telling you. I'm giving out. And so when you pull three, what you just did was develop the muscle. Only three developed it. The eight just got it ready. Making sense? It's the way the spirit works. I start out walking in the spirit, and it's not until I meet resistance. Ooh. It's the resistance to God's will that really develops my spirit. Can I push through the resistance? That's what builds my spirit. And it makes me stronger because I got to deal with my own self. I got to deal with my mind that's saying, this is hard. I want to do something else. This is scary. God, no, God understands. Hope I'm helping you.
Amen.
The important thing here is that you got to get your spirit stronger than your reason.
Right.
You got to get it beyond your reason. Why? Now, I'm about to quit here. Let's go to, 1 Corinthians 2 and 14. Let's just jump over there. 1 Corinthians 2 and 14. You got to get your spirit stronger than your soul. You got to get it stronger than your body. Because without that, you really can't love. Can't love nobody, not really, if your spirit is not stronger than your soul. Because your soul has emotions in it. And the minute they do something to hurt your feelings or get you mad, you stop loving. Well, love don't stop because you're upset. Not God's love, which is actually the only love. Oh, I hope I'm helping you. What does it say there, preacher?
1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him.
Okay, check it out. One, two, three, four. I'm still natural. Five. Why am I natural? Because I can do it. Six, seven, eight. Now, the nine is starting to get painful. That means I got to overrule the pain and do it anyway. Y'all see it? Okay, that's what the natural man is. The natural man is saying, quit. Stop. This is painful. Quit. Stop. You can pick it up another day. That's what the natural man is saying. Don't go there. Don't. What if this happens? What if the natural man is saying, but what if this happens? Well, what about that? Because it's getting painful. Is this making sense? But you got to develop your spirit to go beyond the pain. 10. 11. What am I doing? I'm saying, God, I love you beyond the pain. I love you beyond the resistance. It's what Jesus did when he died for you. He went beyond the pain. Oh, what if he would have stopped when it started hurting? Make sense? He went. See, that's why love will not line up with the soul. The soul is saying, stop. This hurts. The spirit is saying, no, let's do five more. And your soul is saying, that doesn't make sense. Y'all with me? Finish it there, preacher.
For they are foolishness unto him.
Start it again. I'm sorry. Just start it. The natural man.
But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned.
So your calling is foolishness to you in the natural man. It's foolish to think God has called you in the natural man. Is this making sense? Even while you acknowledging and accepting your calling, you think, I wonder, is this real? Am I really called? Did God really call me? Because your natural man is striving, we're going to talk about the soul, is striving and struggling to make what you're doing make sense. And it's beyond sense. It's above sense. Does that make? So the natural man does not understand the things of God. That's why God didn't even speak to the natural man. Because it doesn't understand the things of God. Because the natural man is limited by temporal. It's limited to temporal. Only thing it tries to do is protect itself now. It doesn't want to hurt. It doesn't want to die. It doesn't want to be embarrassed. It doesn't want to become vulnerable. It doesn't want to do none of that. It only wants to feel good now. But the spirit goes beyond now because the spirit is eternal. So to love, love is a spirit concept. It's not a natural concept. It's a spirit concept. And love is eternal. And because it's a spiritual concept, the natural, it seems foolish to the natural man. Why would he die when he didn't have to? That's silly. That doesn't make sense. Why would he? He could have called one angel to take care of that whole situation. Not 10,000. There was 10,000 at his disposal. He could call one to take care and handle that situation. If he wanted to. And he didn't want to hurt. Because he said, can this cup pass? In other words, I don't want to go through this. I don't want to feel this. Can this pass? Nevertheless. The nevertheless means I'm aware that there's more than what I desire. Not my will. As a Christian, as you grow your spirit, you're going to find yourself saying that all the time. Not my will. And as your communion with God becomes more intimate, you say it more readily. Not my will. Why? Because you love God. You'll know if you love God because you'll be able to say, not my will. If you don't love God, you ain't going there. People that don't love God want God to do their will. They're not interested in God's will. They want God to do their will. That's called indifferent to God. What can you give me? What can you do for me? Can you supply my needs? You said you would. According to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I ain't concerned about what you want. All I'm concerned about is what I want. And there's some Christians that are like that. Going to heaven, so glad, because of the work of Jesus. But they have no real depth in relationship with the Lord. Love the Lord your God with all of your heart. Oh, my. Oh, my. I think we just stop right there. Just think about it, church. Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, all of your spirit. Become aware. Understand he speaks to your intuition. Understand this place in your spirit of communion where he tells you intimate stuff and you tell him intimate stuff. It's in the communion. I'm just summarizing now. Review. In the communion part of your spirit where he hugs you and rocks you and you hold him and rock him. Relationship. That's what this is about. Love the Lord, your God, with all. Oh, my God, lead that Lord. I feel like running up in here. All of your heart. We can pick it up next time and go a little bit further. God bless you. God bless you. We're going to stop there. Here, let the word that you have given to them today. God, help us to digest the meat of it. Let it get past our natural mind, past our reason, into our spirit so that we can grow in our spirit, that we might be able to say, not my will, but your will be done. It's in Jesus' name we pray, and we thank you in advance for it. Thank you now. Get somebody to say, I love the Lord. And you too. God bless. God bless. I done went over so... Well, it seems like our time has come to an end. Thank you so much for being with us. How I enjoyed our time together. I hope this was beneficial to you. If you would like to become a member of the Center of Christ Church on the Web, or if you'd like to be one of our partners, this broadcast is being sponsored by the partners of COCM. You could go to our website, www.centerofchristministry.com.
www.thenaturalmanpodcast.com. There you can find what you need to join the church or become a partner of the COCM ministry. Until next time, God bless.
Thank you for being with us today, and we hope that you gleaned something from what you heard. We're going to pick up next week, and we hope that you'll take what you learned and study that and let it really get into your heart. And just be blessed this week, and we'll see you again next week. Take care, God bless, and see you soon.